Well, for the second day, protests continue in several countries against Saudi Arabia's execution of 47 people, including prominent cleric Sheikh Nemr al-Nemr.
God has promised to get revenge over spilled blood of the innocents. When time passes, the House of Saud will certainly understand that Nemr's blood will catch up with those who executed him.
Iranian protesters in the capital, Tehran, condemned Saudi Arabia's provocative move. Demonstrators also chanted slogans against the United States and Israel for supporting Riyadh. They denounced Riyadh for supporting terrorism. And in Bahrain, protesters clash with security forces in several towns and villages near the capital, Manama. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowds. Some injuries have been reported. Violence also broke out in the Indian-controlled Kashmir after police tried to prevent demonstrators from marching. And in Iraq, protesters called for the closure of Riyadh's newly reopened embassy in Baghdad and the expulsion of the ambassador. Similar rallies were also held in the Pakistani cities of Karachi and Islamabad. Crossing over to Washington, joined by a member of the Executive Intelligence Review, Mr. William Jones. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, definitely there have been a lot of reactions in this part of the world, at least from the execution of Sheikh Nemr al-Nemr. Tell me your perspective, how you see this possibly, the possible ramifications or repercussions from his killing in this part of the world and beyond.
Well, obviously, the bloody days of the executions have shocked the world, and the protests are coming in from all over the world. But the word coming from the U.S. State Department was a little bit too low-key regarding the brutality and of the events here, saying that they hope that this does not inflame the tensions in the region. Well, as we know, it has already inflamed the tensions, not only the bloody executions, but in particular, the execution of a Shiite sheikh who had nothing to do with terrorism, whose message was the same message as Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King, and he was also brutally murdered by the Saudi government. The United States has got to react if it's to uphold its own alleged principles in a much more stronger way. Why didn't John Kerry call the Saudi ambassador to the State Department in protest? And why doesn't Barack Obama now finally release the 29 pages regarding the Saudi involvement in 9/11? None of this has been done, but the shock is now continuing. And if the Obama administration, which talks a lot about human rights, is going to live up to its talk, mm-hmm. it must do something more concrete with its so-called Saudi ally in this case.
Well, Mr. Jones, looking at, you talked about as far as a reaction or the lack thereof, coming out of the United States, it would appear that this type of assassination would be shocking, or it should be shocking to the West. We know that Saudi Arabia engaged in more beheadings last year than it had in a long time, but I still don't think it was a record. So yesterday, 47 people were killed, four of them by firing squad, the rest by beheading. I mean, isn't just the fact that 43 people being beheaded in this kingdom in one day, doesn't that in itself, it should be condemned by Washington? And on top, then we have a political prisoner who never engaged in violence and always called for peaceful protests, for reforms in his nation. And mum is the word. Does it not show the overall hypocrisy then of the United States?
Well, the hypocrisy and the corruption, because the oil and the money is also talks in Washington, unfortunately, much more strongly than principles of human rights and things like that. We have been playing softball with the Saudis for many, many years. The hypocrisy of this operation, which allegedly was targeted primarily against terrorists, members of terrorist groups. It tries to cover over the fact that the Saudis have also been the greatest financiers of terrorism in the area, and the same groups that they're moving against when they conduct operations in Saudi Arabia, they're also trying to promote in other parts of the country to destabilize regimes, to cause chaos, and to try and expand the Saudi presence and the Saudi control in the Middle East. This type of hypocrisy is absolutely unacceptable, and one would hope now that the international reaction to this thing will force a change in political circles here in Washington to begin to play hardball with our so-called Saudi friends, because that's the only thing they're going to listen to.
Well, there are many, Mr. Jones, there are many that say that it is a totally symbiotic relationship. The Saudis need the United States and their support and buying weapons from them, and that the United States also need the Saudis to carry out its policies in this region. Your take.
How about sanctions? Why can't the United States put sanctions on sales to the Saudis because of their operation? Why can't the United States, why can't the United Nations, the Ban Ki-moon has protested strongly on this thing, but the Saudis are still the head of a so-called a UN human rights panel in spite of the fact of their own blatant violations of everything known as human rights. These kind of things have got to be brought much more strongly into the public eye to expose the hypocrisy of our own administration here in Washington before we get any effect.
Thank you so much. We're out of time. Appreciate you being with us. Mr. William Jones from the Executive Intelligence Review out of Washington.